I am a nerd. I am your host, Fluffy. Sitting across from me, as always, Spheres Valley. And Rick is back this week.
As prophesized.
We had some special guests sit in on the last podcast in Rick's place and kind of just bullshit, talked around. It was fun.
Randomness.
But now it's time to get down to brass tacks.
Brass tacks.
Let's start it off with some TNN.
Toy news.
Toy.
That's what that
toy
means.
Nerd news.
Toy, what, nerd news.
That's why there's two
toy
N's.
Nerd news.
Oh, God. What to discuss? What to discuss?
Learn us.
Learn you. Well, yes. San Diego Comic-Con, I don't know if you were aware, but there's this little thing called San Diego Comic-Con that just happened. Did you hear about it at all?
No.
I know about Comic-Con. San Diego, I'm not. I don't
means
know.
Means whale's vagina.
Ah.
Oh, man. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they have a line called Classics. I was talking about this earlier. It's like Marvel Legends. But now, you know, they just had the original. It's based on the cartoon, essentially. Now,
the cartoon that's out now?
The 1988 cartoon, the original.
Ooh, okay.
Now they're releasing Marvel Legends scaled Ninja Turtle Classics based on the 1990 movie. Say what?
So everyone, like, who's included?
The four main turtles. Rumored Shredder and Splinter within 12 months.
No Casey Jones?
No Casey Jones. No Elias
Koteas.
From the
movie, he didn't look that badass, though.
Yeah, but
yes,
still,
he did.
Yeah.
That mask was badass.
Well, the mask was.
He was pretty badass in the movie.
Yeah. He was. Hold on. He was. I didn't think he looked badass. No. I loved him.
Well, he looked like a bum. I think he was homeless. But
let's put a homeless man in a package.
2 minutes for sticking, 2 minutes for slashing, and let's not forget my personal favorite, 3 minutes for a high stick.
Claustrophobic. I never even looked at another guy before. That's my favorite line.
Love that movie.
Have you seen the fan-made Casey Jones?
I have.
Movie?
That's badass.
Yeah.
Michelangelo in it.
Yeah.
Like, I was impressed by it.
It was really good.
Real good.
Yeah,
I've
would
seen it.
I would suggest if you haven't seen it, you definitely go look that up. It's short and it's really good.
Another? But enough about your penis. What about the Casey Jones movie?
Oh, and another good fan-made movie is the Mega Man one.
There's a Mega Man one.
There's a Mega Man one. It's okay. For a fan-made movie, it's pretty decent.
I'll have to check
it out.
There's
some CG in it. It's a little clunky.
Yeah, it's a little clunky.
To say
but
a little clunky is giving it more than what it deserves, but it's worth seeing.
Well,
let's finish with toys.
Let's go back to toys. Let me ask you some questions.
Sure.
Now.
Fire away.
So when did you start collecting toys? Were you like one of those kids that always did it and never took them out of the box? Or did later on in life, you're like, okay, this is a hobby that I
It was pretty much just me. I used to, birthday, Christmas, whatever, if I'd get toys, I never really played with them. You know, I wasn't the pew pew kind of kid. I'd take them out, put them on a shelf and admire them.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, we're talking age 6, 7, I was doing that kind of stuff. So pretty soon it just became like an addiction, essentially,
Well, because I was never into like collecting toys. I loved toys as a kid. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But it was that show Toy Hunter that I watched because I was like, how interesting can this be? And it's actually pretty interesting.
That guy will be the bane of the toy collecting community. He's making it essentially like, hey, these are valuable. Go out and get them and pay high prices for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, but I mean,
I'm not a fan of that guy.
Not knowing
anything. Because I can't buy anything anymore.
Not knowing anything about the toy industry world, pretty much, or collector's world. It was interesting to see, okay, like, there's a gold Optimus Prime out there.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Or you see a toy and you're like, I had that. Like, that's the real fun of watching the show. You get to see, oh, yeah, I remember that. Or I had that.
You know, and it's a little different for me because I've got friends in the industry, which, by the way, I got to give a big shout out to my friend Pierre. He picked me up at the San Diego Comic-Con, the Arkham City exclusive, Hugo Strange, and then the Star Wars Black Boba Fett action figure with Han and Carbonite.
Very nice.
Yeah. And he's
yes,
helped me out in the past. He's a super cool dude, so I got to give him a shout out right now. So, Pierre, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pierre.
Yes. Pierre.
Because we're playing with him right now. Pew, pew.
So let's get back into
the news.
Oh
God,
I actually had a little tidbit.
Ooh,
that I heard. I saw that at Comic-Con they were having an exclusive Jason Voorhees.
Yes.
Figurine.
Nintendo.
Yeah, it's from the regular Nintendo video game. It's Jason Voorhees from
his
Nintendo game.
Really? In the colors. The purple and the...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, the box is the cover art for the Nintendo video game. When you open it up, like, there's plastic. You can see Jason Voorhees in there. And then, like, inside's the game over screen that just says you and your friends are dead.
Your family's dead. No one survived. Feel bad about yourself.
I thought that was a pretty cool... spin on that. Like.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? The guy that makes that is a huge Nintendo fan. He wants the license more than anything. Randy Falk. He wants the license more than anything. He wants to make Punch-Out, Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong. But Nintendo...
That would be sick.
Yeah, Nintendo doesn't want to do it.
Assholes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy
They can be pricks at times.
Things anymore. Yeah, they really can be. Like when they tried to shut down Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah,
for Evo.
We'll get to that because we haven't talked about Evo yet, so
no,
we'll get
we
to
haven't.
That later. So, Comic-Con more.
The anymore? Biggest news is that Marvel Universe and Marvel Legends, the two Hasbro Marvel lines, are being discontinued. They're going to be going into themed lines now, so it's going to be like for the movies. So,
Galaxy,
you know, the Guardians
Avengers.
Of the Galaxy, yeah, Avengers, Captain America.
I thought it was going to be like Marvel 80s party.
No, like Captain America's getting his own line with like the movie figures.
Good.
And then a comic figure.
It's about time.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
That's selling a lot of toys too.
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
I'm trying to think what else. There was a couple announcements. Thing. Star Wars Black, second series was just announced. Han Solo, Greedo, Slave Leia, and the exact same Boba Fett.
Really?
The exact same Boba Fett that was the exclusive.
So no different weapons or anything?
Nothing. Not even the red gauntlets or the green gauntlets. He comes with the green originally, but you figured they would do the Return of the Jedi with the red gauntlets. Mm-hmm. Nope. Same exact figure. Just minus the Han and Carbonite.
They didn't even give you Jango Fett.
They could even have done that. But they're probably reserving that for later down the line.
Damn. So they do plan on getting the entire cast for the most part.
Oh, they're going to keep going as long as we buy them.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no slowing down at this point.
No. Okay. No. They also revealed a Episode 3 Obi-Wan for the third series.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, which looks amazing. Yep. My favorite piece of news, though... is the Greg Capullo Court of Owls, like artist-specific Batman, Talon, and Nightwing figures.
Okay.
With super articulation. They've got like the ab crunch and stuff like that. Dude, I'm so amped for that.
Veins on top of the abs.
Oh, it's amazing looking figures.
You can see the dick and the balls.
And they move. They're
little switch in the back.
That's probably my biggest news, and I actually wanted figures from that show Arrow since its debut, and they're releasing Arrow and Deathstroke.
Nice. Yes, so, I hear that Arrow show isn't bad.
It's great. It's a great show. It's not like Smallville.
I've never seen it, and not because I haven't wanted to see it.
You should watch it.
Not wanted to see it.
It. The first season's coming out on Blu-ray, which inevitably means it'll be on
Netflix and all that.
Within the next week after that, but September. So yeah, give it a shot. It's a great show. It starts off corny, you know, drama, typical CW shit, but then it kind of gets the ball rolling and it becomes like the DC universe. And
The guy, I don't know his name, but he's a good Green Arrow. Like he plays
Stephen Amell. Yeah, I think that's how you say his name, Amell. Yeah, he's pretty good. I would like to see him do a little bit more of the jokey side of the Green Arrow, but. Yeah, he does a pretty good job.
At least from what I hear, people like him. So I think he'll be probably Justice League movie, you think?
You know, I don't know. Depending on if they put the guy in there, maybe. We'll see.
He also does the voice for Green Arrow in Injustice, the video game.
The Arrow skin. It's actually Alan Tudyk that does the Green Arrow voice.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Speaking of Injustice, Martian Manhunter announced coming out next Tuesday. As a downloadable character.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they were done.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh.
They're going on.
That's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a green guy. I like him.
Next Tuesday.
Always play the green guys.
Let's get, we're already talking about Comic-Con. Might as well jump in with both feet.
Sure.
Obviously, should we start with the biggest? Let's start with the biggest.
Yeah, sure.
The announcement for the Superman Batman movie.
Woo! Oh, I thought you were going to say more.
Nope, that's it.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for more.
Biggest piece of news for me.
Yeah, I don't know. It has potential to be good, but then it has potential that they could really ruin it.
At first, for sure.
I'm sure.
When you told me that, like you thought, I thought it was going to just be another movie called Superman and Batman.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah.
No, they have.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that's what I thought as well, but I guess it's Man of Steel 2 with Batman in it.
Yep, Henry Cavill's returning, and yeah, it's going to be a follow-up with Batman.
I wonder what kind of mischief they're going to get
into. Now it's who's going to play Batman, because obviously Christian Bale's done.
Bale bowed out. You know who I wouldn't
I'm
mind
pretty
seeing?
Free. I could be Batman.
Could you? I wouldn't mind Armie Hammer. Lone Ranger, the guy that just played the Lone Ranger. I wouldn't mind seeing him.
You like that movie.
I mean, I've been thinking about who would play Batman, but like no one really stands out to me. You say Armie Hammer, and I can see it, but no one's like, I'm not like that's the Batman.
Not like I was with Christian Batman. Bale when they were like, he's playing Batman, and I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, like who else is gonna do it really?
Agreed.
Didn't really get it because you could have George Clooney do it again.
No.
I like how George Clooney is just himself.
Off like the third movie.
No, it doesn't matter. Bruce Wayne, Batman. He's just George Clooney.
George Clooney flat out said, I ruined the Batman franchise.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
And he knows it. You know, I'm actually surprised, speaking of Comic-Con.
Well, I mean, it wasn't entirely his fault. It's not like he wrote them, but he did do a piss poor job.
He could have done better.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was going to say, what actually surprises me, the fact going to Ninja Turtles, is no presence at Comic-Con. The new movie.
Oh, yeah. No, nothing was...
None.
Nothing was
no
brought
pictures,
up.
No posters, no panel, nothing. And it comes out in March. Where the hell was it? Yeah.
Maybe they're reshooting.
I'm worried about the Ninja Turtles movie.
I am, but I'm cautiously optimistic at the same time. They just showed the pictures of the turtle van online, and
I like that they put that in there.
Yeah,
but it'll probably be in the background.
I don't care. It's still there. I'll be like the turtle van, you know.
And so do you like that Megan Fox was picked for April O'Neil?
I don't really care either way. I don't think she was the best choice, but
she's not the character that I'm interested in seeing the most, I should say.
True that.
Yeah.
Well put.
Yeah. You know, I'm there for the turtles, not her. And if she just has a limited role, you know, playing the damsel in distress, then yeah, whatever. She can do that. We've seen her do it before.
True.
Transformers 2.
Yeah.
Transformers 2 is the biggest poop on a stick.
That was a terrible movie.
And this Turtles won't have Shia LaBeouf going, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, you gotta get over here. Dude, just get there.
Yeah.
Shut up. Hop in Bumblebee and fly.
Yeah, just go Bumblebee. We gotta go there. I know you can't talk. Just listen.
So yeah, the Batman Superman movie. So I assume, well, they said they came out and did the quote, which is when Bruce Wayne's pretty much beaten
in the,
Batman is beaten Superman.
I want you to feel my hand at your throat. That line.
But they said this isn't what the movie's going to be about.
Correct.
We are just using this
that was the announcement
to get you excited, pretty much.
They're together at last.
That's going to be huge. The
only thing is I'm always... Because that's how it always is with Batman and Superman. Whenever they team up, Superman's usually the headliner. Like, it's Superman's comic with Batman, you know what I'm
Batman
saying?
Always whoops his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wonder if they're going to have that in the movie.
The most dangerous human on Earth is Batman.
He is.
So Batman just comes in, and sometimes you got to choke a bitch out, you know?
Yeah, it'll just be, I think it'll be, because in the comics it works.
Yeah.
But turning that into a movie where Superman has a bigger problem that he needs Batman's help is gonna be kind of weird to do. They might do it really well, but I can see it being hard to do.
Also now starting to work at the newspaper.
Yeah, and things now, are really happening fast for Superman, wait. That's for sure.
I just, you know, I hope they escape.
Is there room for a bad guy?
Well, I hope that they abandon the realistic aspect of Batman. I'm done with it. Let's go back to the, you know, Clayface, Killer Croc type.
Oh, yeah.
Villain.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. Agreed.
Go over the top with it. Not, like, horrible, but look at the Avengers template. And they, you know, they stay true to the comic books, and they don't take themselves too seriously. But at the same time, it's like, they do take themselves seriously. You know what I mean? They don't.
Yeah, well, yeah. Here, we're going to have an alien invasion from space, but we're going to make it look really cool.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
And they're going to act like real people.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm sick of the realistic aspect of Batman.
Yeah,
it's cool for
those
three movies, but it's time to leave it alone now.
Time to jazz it up a bit.
Jazz it up.
You want to see those villains like you remember them.
Yeah, I want to see them how I see them in the comic books.
Yeah.
So, and I mean,
that's the real shit right there.
Exactly.
The comic books.
And
do that.
You know, Man of Steel just proved, I mean, it was kind of over the top. $600 million worldwide right now. So,
sold a bunch of movies.
People want to see it.
Yep. It's so. A lot of people saw it.
Yes, that's what that means.
Yep.
He was a cool Superman.
Let's move on to the Godzilla.
Yeesh.
attraction.
That was my Godzilla story.
So, Godzilla is being remade once again, but it's not trying. It's going to try to be realistic to make Godzilla look realistic, but it's his original form. It's not that 1990s bullshit.
The true.
Yeah.
Fat five.
The waddling. Yeah. The waddling.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
And he has atomic breath. They just announced that he's got atomic breath.
Awesome. And I guess in the attraction, like, they take you through and they have some of the original...
Now, when you say attraction...
Well, I say it's an attraction because it leads up to this moment where you see...
Okay, I didn't know if it was something...
It was not a ride.
Okay. So this was just at Comic-Con? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It was like... Okay, have you ever seen those things at, like, the zoo or something, like... It's stationary, but it kind of moves around, whatever. But it's like you're on like a virtual reality type thing. That's what this was.
Gotcha.
And so, like, you're walking.
So, our viewers or listeners know.
Viewers,
I always
every
call
time.
Them viewers.
So, you walk through, and there's the original Godzilla costume there. And you know, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we need to get you out of here. It's not safe. Get on the elevator. And you get in this elevator. And, wait, and I know this because someone took a hidden video camera, posted it up on YouTube.
And shame on you.
Yeah, no.
But thank you.
Yes, thank you very much because it was awesome. Because I read about it first and I got really excited and I was like, I wish I could have seen it. And I know, like, the YouTube video popped up, someone posted it, and I was like, I got to watch this before they take it down or something. Yeah.
Which they have, I think.
Yeah, probably. So, like, you get in an elevator and it, like, you're going up to the roof to be helicopter saved.
Helicoptered to safety?
Yeah.
Because you're in a gym and the elevator's going
to
lead up.
The helicopter's going to fly you to safety. So as you're going up, though, there's a problem and the elevator stops. And then the doors open and you go out and it looks like you're in this high-rise office building. Like, you're in an office building and there's windows all around.
And blinds and lamps. It's you're in an office building, essentially.
And then all, you know, there's rumblings and... lots of loud noises and stuff, and then all the lights go out, and you can, like, see through the windows. But you're not really up that high, obviously. It's, like, screen.
And what I like about that the most, too, is that it makes it realistic, and, like, the backup generator lights come on, so it's, like, all red and creepy, and and silent, no music.
And then all of a sudden, Godzilla just comes walking by the windows, and you're like, yeah, that's badass.
Pretty badass.
Because he looked... you know, like he did originally, only
real.
Yeah, more real. And then he comes up at one point and like stares everyone right in the face, looking through the windows.
And the crowd, at least in that one, were amped.
Yeah, they went ape shit.
Screaming their heads off.
I'm sure a lot of people scream their heads off because. You know, that's an awesome way to promote Godzilla.
Just for the ride.
I'm actually bummed that there was apparently a trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy. It was shown, at Comic-Con. And
I missed that one.
It hasn't made its way online yet.
Oh. That sucks.
Why wouldn't it?
I don't know, the same reason they did that Ant-Man one and then never...
Gotcha.
Or probably because Disney's got snipers on the roof. Yeah. Videotaping.
Right now.
Listening to us.
If I described the scene at all, I'd be sniped.
So I'm going to just have to sit here not knowing
what
happened.
Be in the shape of
the
head and ears. the mouse ears.
Definitely excited for Godzilla. Godzilla was like... I really like the... original movies.
Me
and
too.
Stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're so corny and funny, and Godzilla is destroying the city, but then he's protecting the city.
Well, he protects the little kid.
Well, yeah, but
he has a son.
Yeah, he fights King Kong at one point.
Yeah, and he just his son beats the fuck out of big monsters.
His son that looks like the baby from that old ABC TV show Dinosaurs.
Not the mama.
We have
we're going to need another Timmy.
Actually, not to, I was going to talk about Will.
Oh.
We might have to cut that out.
But.
Because our friend, our friend that guested on the show when you were gone looks exactly like that baby from the dinosaur show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Paint him pink and put him in a diaper.
Oh, that's what he needs to be for Halloween every
that's
year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he really does.
He does. It's almost
uncanny.
Sick.
But
I want to see this kid.
You know, I think monster movies have gotten a boost definitely over the years with
Did you see Pacific Rim?
I have not seen Pacific Rim yet.
I have no desire.
I want to.
See, I'm with you. It doesn't look cool.
Well, I think
one robot.
Well, I'm not going. I don't want to see that. I'm going to see.
Visually, it looks interesting, but Guillermo del Toro has just let me down so many times.
I'm not expecting a story. I just want to see giant robots fighting giant monsters.
Okay, well, then that's
I know what I'm going in to see, and
I could appreciate that.
That's what I'm looking for in it. But
I ain't going to a theater to see it.
No.
I'll wait.
I'm not overly excited, but. You know, I was joking.
You're gonna abuse your manager for that one.
I was joking with my girlfriend, and this is the obvious joke. I was like, they're gonna make a porn called Pacific Rim Job, and she was like, what's gonna happen? Are the robots and the monsters gonna lick each other's buttholes?
That's a cover right there.
That's hilarious.
That's a keeper girlfriend.
Yeah, that's hot.
And then you found out they are making that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they make a parody porn of everything.
And they're awesome.
Just a giant robot licking a giant monster's butthole. Save the Earth! Toss that salad!
You're going to cancel my apocalypse.
You don't want to know what the two guys inside the robot have to do to make that happen.
Yeah. It's raunchy.
But yeah, and then what other monster movies? There was what was that? I can't think of it. No, there's Cloverfield.
Super 8.
Super 8. Yes. That was okay.
It was all right.
Yeah,
it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Nah. I was expecting like a Cloverfield, but it ended up being like an E.T.
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, I didn't like a lot of people hated Cloverfield.
Loved it.
I liked it a lot.
I liked the Blair Witch aspect of it, too.
People are always like, how is he right there with the camera all the time? Well, it's a movie about a giant monster. Suspend reality about it. Come on. You're just going to see to see what the giant monster is. What is Cloverfield? Is really
a giant bat.
I remember that the trailer came out, and it was just the Statue of Liberty's head flying and then landing in the street, and you're like, oh, shit. Is it Godzilla? And they're like, no, it's not Godzilla. You fucking moron.
Gotcha.
It's Cloverfield. And you're like, who?
Which the title doesn't even make sense. It doesn't relate. the movie at all. Like, Godzilla is about Godzilla.
Yeah.
Cloverfield.
I mean, that's what they call the monster now because the movie was called Cloverfield.
Yeah, exactly. But at the time, that Cloverfield was just the name of his production studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. J.J. Abrams or whatever.
Huh.
We all know how you feel about J.J. Abrams.
Take him or leave him.
What else? Oh, Kick-Ass 2 had a new trailer come out. Looks pretty sick. Like, I was watching the first one again. It was on this channel, IFC, which really fucks with my mind because it's uncut, but they have commercials. Mm. Huh. So, like, I'm watching all the, like, heads being blown off and people saying fucking shit. Yeah. It's and, like, all the commercials are, you know, for erectile dysfunction. And,
well, of course.
But I was watching Kick-Ass, the first one. I was like, wow, this movie's it's pretty badass. I was like, because I saw it in theaters. And then I remember just thinking, it was okay.
Yeah.
But then I was watching it, and I was like, wow, this movie's badass. Nicolas Cage is just beating people's ass and killing people and stuff.
Probably the last good thing he's done.
Yeah. But I think I know exactly where it lost me, and it was right at the end. At the end, they have this big battle, and Kick-Ass actually has a jetpack and with machine guns on it and flies up and is like, just murdering people. And you know what? That I can say, okay, you know, it's
over the top,
but I get it. It's, you know, it's a superhero movie about some kid. That's fine. I'm fine with that. But
people
then
fly in most other ones with no jetpack. But then, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then, like, at the end of it, though, he takes
rocket launch.
What's the girl?
Hit girl.
He grabs her, and they fly off on the jetpack. Not just straight down to the ground, but they're flying around the city together. And I think it's just so cornball that it just turns that awesome dial for mine the way down.
They spent the entire movie showing you the repercussions of what could happen if a real person tried to be a superhero. Yeah. He gets stabbed within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, he's on a fucking jetpack.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I get you. I
Yeah, the cheese factor went up so much that that's so cheesy. It just turned me off. The second one looks pretty good.
Instantly.
Interesting. Jim Carrey is in it, and he does not want to be in it anymore.
Really?
Right. Yeah, because he says
it's denounced the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to support this violence.
Because of Sandy Hook.
Because Sandy Hook happened.
Sandy Hook happened while he was filming it. That happened a year ago, right? About a year ago? A little under a year ago?
Yeah.
He was filming this movie, signed up for this movie, was accepting the paychecks.
Yeah.
But now he's like, because of the events of Sandy Hook, I don't want anything to do with this.
It has been that long. I'm trying to think back, like, oh my gosh.
But like, okay, how is... That's not stopping anything.
It's not going to stop someone, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he doesn't like the gun usage. He's a very anti-gun type guy.
Yeah. But
you read the script.
Yeah, I mean...
You've seen the first one. He claims he's a fan of the first one. Guns abound.
Yeah, the first one is just people getting their heads popped off and shit.
He was...
But, yeah, that I don't get that one.
This isn't really Comic-Con news, but it happened around the same time. And X-Men Days of Future Past put up character pics. Yeah. They have Colossus up there. And
Bishop!
Yeah, Bishop looks good. He looks like Bishop. Saying.
He's got the M-Scar and the dreads. And
nice.
But my favorite was the Sentinel.
Yeah, yeah.
Sentinel's going to...
I got to look
at this up. At first, I just saw the head, and it was a clear face, and I rolled my eyes like, But then, like, you see more of it. He does have a clear face, the Sentinels do, but then they're purple everywhere else. I'm like, hell yeah. Purple
and magenta.
It's
Rocket Punch.
They may actually finally get an X-Men movie right.
Hopefully. Well, I mean, this is a hard story to take on.
First Class was good, yeah.
But you do forget that it's like part of the X-Men saga.
I
forgot.
I take that back. I like X-Men 1 and 2 a lot.
I do like them a lot, especially, but it's like, sometimes it's almost like I'm watching them through rose-colored glasses, because it's like, yay, finally an X-Men movie, but that's not X-Men. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I'll just shut
up. Well, I mean, what do you mean by that? That's not...
That's not the X-Men I grew up with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, You wanted...
I wanted the yellow spandex.
Yeah, you wanted the cheesy Cyclops suit and the Wolverine suit. I could see that, too.
Yeah, I
understand why they didn't, but like it would have been neat to see that.
They did the blue and yellow in First Class, and it worked.
Where was the danger room?
The danger room, they put it in the third one at the starting, but it was...
But it wasn't that
That was the only good part. Is when Colossus threw Wolverine at the Sentinel. I was like, this movie's going to be awesome. And then, oh, wow.
Oh, I was wrong.
Yep. I was dead wrong.
That was just like Wolverine Beast Origins. The beginning was awesome.
Well, that's, you know, we always say that. Kelsey Grammer is the only good part of that movie. He was an amazing beast.
And I'll tell you what, I'm actually kind of excited for the Wolverine.
See, you know, it's getting really good reviews so far. So
Bring it on.
That's what I'm saying.
I've seen all the previews I've seen. There hasn't even been words coming out of people's mouths.
Yeah.
It just looks like he's
him with his claws out.
Dancing with his claws like it's a fan dance. I'm like, okay, I don't.
So it can't be any worse than Origin.
No.
Well, don't jinx it.
Let's hope not. Knock on wood here.
Yeah.
They learn their lesson.
But the.
Oh!
The Days of Future Past is a. Hard story to take on. I think you're dealing with time travel here and
no Cable.
Sentinels. Yeah, you don't put Cable in there.
Yeah. Maybe they're probably going to make it too convoluted to, you know, oh, this is Jean Grey and Scott's son. And, well, he's got a kid named, well, just hold on. We'll get to
it. And then there's a brother. There's like an evil twin. And,
His name is Strife.
Yeah, but he's really shiny.
And speaking of. They actually just announced X-Force, too. They're making an X-Force movie.
Really?
With Deadpool.
Oh.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. So is Ryan Reynolds going to be Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds, he doesn't know anything about that. I heard this on superherohype.com. Ooh. So it's pretty official.
Okay.
And Cable. Cable actually will be in this one.
Nice. That's
pretty cool. And then they're going to have those two movies collide.
Well, that's the plan now, is they're going to do an X universe.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said to follow pretty much the template of the Marvel Phase 1, Phase 2 type shit.
My nethers are tingling.
They should.
Well, yeah, there's going to be a lot of Marvel movies coming up.
Yeah,
man.
If you
like, but that scares me because not all of them can be good.
Nope.
No.
There's going to be some stinkers in there.
Well, Iron Man 3.
I liked Iron Man 3.
That was a fun movie. You hated it?
Like the first one, and that's it.
I like the first one. The second one is...
It's okay. Have you watched it again?
What, two?
Yes.
No. Not since the...
Watch it again.
Really?
Yeah, it's not... As bad, because I remember kind of watching it the first time and just being like, it's nowhere near one. But one's up here on my list. Yeah, one's perfect.
One is really good.
And then watching two, I was just like, blah, at best. And then watching it again, you just kind of,
this is what it is.
Because two...
They did a good job for what it was.
Yeah, two was just a story. You know, it was kind of like one of his comic series.
Yeah.
It wasn't spectacular. It wasn't like... Mind blowing.
No relevance to the plot or the moving forward of the Avengers.
Yeah, it was just a series that happened.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can appreciate that then.
So.
And then three. I totally forgot. With three, man.
Really?
I liked it.
I mean, it was cool seeing Rescue.
Yep.
But,
and did you not like the fact that he wasn't in his Iron Man suit the whole time?
No.
Okay. Because I like that. Like, I was shocked.
It was
that
more
I
of
liked...
a more of a movie about Tony Stark.
Correct.
Yeah.
Not the Iron Man.
And the whole Mandarin swerve thing.
You didn't like that?
No.
I laughed at it. It kind of got me at the moment.
I hated it.
I didn't mind it at all. Because really, how are you going to make... If you're going to make Mandarin, I want to see him 10 rings.
Balls to the wall.
All ablazing. Throwing up all that shit. You can't do it.
No, not... And have it taken seriously at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's my.
And they introduced AIM.
Who?
AIM.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yep.
And you want to know? Oh, this is what I think they're going to do.
Ooh, tell us.
You're going to find out that Killian isn't dead and he becomes MODOK.
That could be.
I think they.
I don't know if they'll tie it in that much, but they could.
Uh huh. I think that'd be really cool.
MODOK! Yeah. Ah, now I'm an ugly nerd again.
would he be the big floating head?
Psionic blaster.
See, I would want that.
Well, how yeah, you the nerd want that, but people, yeah. You got to think the general movie audience would be like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
a giant floating head. Guy
how
Pierce
are you
is now
sell
a,
that.
Yeah.
So maybe then he's a program in a computer called MODOK.
Oh, like Max Headroom.
Well.
It was Matthew Frewer, the actor, and he played this character named Max Headroom. And never mind. It's making me feel really old.
Learn us. So what did he do? What did this Max do?
I mean, he just shilled Pepsi. That was pretty cool. So then actually, they turned it into its own TV show, too.
So then he became a computer?
He was a guy in a computer, yeah, like a virtual reality. He was creepy looking.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like shades and Max Headroom.
Gotcha.
All right, well, let's move on. We didn't get to talk about Evo yet, so let's talk about some Evo.
Okay, did you watch any Evo?
The only thing I watched was the Injustice tournament.
So what'd you think? Isn't it not a fun game to watch?
It is a fun game to watch, but I'd rather be playing.
Okay.
Yeah, Evo was there was a lot of hype moments at Evo this year, like
across the board.
Yeah, across the board. Yeah, I watched Injustice. I got to see the finals of it.
Yeah, who won that?
KDZ, I believe.
What character? What broken character won that?
Oh, Superman.
Of course,
broke
Superman.
Lasers, breath. He didn't lose one match.
Oh, I believe it. Superman's hard to beat. They've got the mechanics of it adjusted too much in his favor. Like he takes low damage and high
output
exactly. Nope, we're gonna look up the facts.
He can take a raping and he can give one out.
You know it.
Find out why they call him the Man of Steel.
Yeah, I think it was KDZ with Superman, and everyone booed him when he won.
Chris G
so
made
funny.
It third in that.
Yeah, I believe so.
Green Arrow, mid-tier guy.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, it was EMP KDZ was first with Superman. Crazy DJ T88, Green Lantern, and he also used Doomsday at the end there, trying to switch it up a bit.
He tried to mix it up. He just got
Superman's just too strong, man. Too strong.
Too strong.
And then Chris G got third with Green Arrow, and he uses Black Adam.
Black Adam's pretty broke,
we'll
too.
Fourth was MF Slayer, Superman, Wonder Woman. So we got two Supermans in the top five there. Top four, I mean.
Top five there.
Hey, here we go. Here are the top Injustice players. There was also, at first they said they were not going to stream Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Yes.
Because they were having it as a fan pick game at Evo. Everyone was real excited about this.
Because Smash 4 just being announced.
Right.
Coming out.
And so, but at the last minute, they said, you know, they got such an outrage when they said they weren't going to stream it that they did stream it. And that's all I really watched was the first day was just Smash Bros.
Yeah.
It was godlike.
Oh my gosh. What's awesome about it too, no button checks. So it's like, all right, here you go, bro. Because
it's all the same.
They're all the same buttons. You don't need to change them.
All right.
Yeah, no,
so it flew. I mean, it was match.
Yeah, people.
I was watching it at work.
So there was like no pauses in between. They just pretty much were just like, here you go.
Yeah, it was pretty much all right, go.
This is the next guy, and it'd go carrier select. All right, go.
Well, I wish they would.
Like at work, I went to one supply house. Dude has like an iPad, and we were just I was waiting for my stuff, just watching.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh my gosh, Peach is good. Peach is good because growing up, who would pick Peach?
Yeah, but she.
You
is.
Wanted to play. It was a fanboy game. You wanted to play who you wanted to play.
Yeah, too I bad. Link was terrible.
Link was ass. Oh my gosh. And he progressively got worse throughout the series. They better fix him. I'm a little angry. One video I saw.
Listen up, Nintendo. Matt Valish has something to say. Hit it!
Because they showed. They're like, here's Pit from Kid Icarus. Here's Link. And here's Samus.
Link just can't get a break, huh?
They were all born in 1986. Mm. So they're showing Pit like Pitt looks pretty badass for Pitt. And they were showing, oh, he has new moves, this and that. And then Samus, they always did Super Metroid Samus for the outfits and everything. And they're like, no, now we're going to do something closer to, like, Other M, you know, bring it up that way. And then they're like, and here's Link. They just showed him slashing his sword. Looking exactly the same. Yeah. He's going to be the slash. They're not going to, they got to fix him up.
They got to do something with him.
Something that can hit far.
Yeah, and
different items, I think,
too. Not the down sword.
Downward thrust.
It was godlike when you hit it, but if you missed it, you were boned. Your sword would just stick in the ground and be like, hit! Like,
yeah! Yeah! Oh, dude. But Falcon.
So, yeah, they got to...
So, yes, we were watching it at Evo.
We're watching it at Evo. And I heard... I read in an article that even after Evo was done, like... Last match was played, everyone cleared out. There were still Super Smash Bros. Players. Dude, because they, you know, there's no online for that. You got to play when you get to the, you know, people that are good as you. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get a chance to fight people in Super Smash, you got to take advantage of that.
What would you have given to been in that room?
You weren't huge on Smash.
No, I wasn't huge. It was very cool to watch, but yeah, I'm total ass at Smash because I never really. I mean, I did get into it, but I didn't realize you could get that in depth with it. You know, I just thought, you jump around, you try to hit them as hard as you can until you knock them off the level. Yeah. That was my strategy, basically.
Pretty much just a button masher for you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, I would just mash. Mash until it works, baby.
But if it was Marvel Capcom.
Well, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is the first game that I actually started to learn and do things in.
Learn the actual combo system.
Yeah, learn the actual fighting games
but
in general.
But this
like,
game
I
actually has a combo system set up in it. We're like, Smash, yes. There's no combos.
Oh, okay.
There are, but it's not per system.
Yeah. It's character specific and... You've got to find them. Sort of like when they made Street Fighter 2, combos were actually glitches. They didn't design it to where you could do that and link that. And since people started figuring out, oh, it's fun to play the game like this, they progressed it off of that.
I know. Try playing Mortal Kombat 1 now that they've got the combo system in Mortal Kombat 9. It's frustrating as shit. Can't do it.
Like my brother was so into those games. And there was those combos in
Mortal Kombat 3 Ultimate that had combos. They had infinites and stuff you could do. Yeah.
That was the first introduction to it.
Yeah, because then it even said, no, I did a combo, you know, this much damage. Yeah.
I'm not including trapping somebody in the corner and uppercutting them. In 2.
Yeah.
That was the combo system for Mortal Kombat 2.
But 2 was so great. I loved it. It had all these new stage fatalities and stuff. And
Babalities. And
yeah, there was just so
it's
much
like,
in
how
it.
How did we like 1 when 2 came out?
More characters, yeah. Oh, good times.
So anyway, back to Evo.
He's Evo.
So let's talk about the real.
Let's talk about Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 tournament. Wins Marvel, but see... Marvel was awesome this year.
Yes, it was.
Favorite to win, Chris G was knocked out by Justin Wong's Wolverine.
Like,
that was sick.
It was. For people that don't know, that's like a...
Which is also me.
9-1 matchup.
Really?
Yeah, because Wolverine...
It's hard to get in there with Wolverine. Like, people are
Wolverine,
trying...
Imagine Wolverine from the comics. He's got to be in there.
Yeah.
Chris G has a close team range. That's... Solar fist. Yeah, missiles. You're dodging all this stuff.
Who is his character?
Morgan is his point. Okay. So she throws soul fist.
Mm. Well, it's fireballs, pretty much.
Yeah.
But
you can make bounce back.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so Chris G developed this technology. And actually, you look at it and you're like, that's lame and cheap and stuff. But it's actually very hard to do because what he's doing is flying fireball, unfly fireball, flying fireball, unfly fire. Just very quickly. It's a motion that, yeah. And he does it really so well that, and he's just been running tournaments. Like, he was winning them all. So he was a top favorite for Evo. And,
I would bet on him.
Yeah. Right?
I was talking about
him. Yeah, and I kind of feel bad that he didn't win Evo because he was dominating all these tournaments. And then didn't get, you know, I don't think he placed first in anything in Evo.
No.
And,
he was always like top five and everything.
Yeah. But for Chris G, like, we've seen that dude lose before, and it's like, take the laces out of his shoes because he gets depressed when he loses sometimes. But at Evo, like, he lost to Justin Wong. He was
really cool.
Yeah, he was really cool about it. And I think I think maybe in his mind it was like, well, if I'm going to go out, it might as well be Justin Wong.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, he did so well. You're not to win it. I mean, it is Marvel.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
It really is. It's anyone can beat anyone on any given day.
I bet it's Marvel. Could not beat you.
Well, if you know the game.
If you know the game.
Okay. Yeah. It takes, so, you know, basic knowledge of the game really helps. But, yeah, so what stood out for me, in my mind, for, like, when we were figuring out, so what teams have won Marvel since it came out,
like
in Evo?
What characters?
And I instantly was like, Wolverine, Akuma, and
Storm.
And you were like, no. That's Justin Wong's team. Justin Wong made such a comeback. I forgot that Flocker won Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. It's in my mind, it's Justin Wong
played so well. And I mean, his team is not a great team.
No. Wolverine, Storm, Akuma.
You have to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
To get in on any of these.
And
guys
he literally to see a Wolverine claw himself literally back up from the loser's bracket, take out Chris G with the Wolverine team. I mean, people are trying to figure out technology to beat Chris G's team because it's just so much fireball pressure. It's ridiculous. Man. So people are trying new things, and Justin Wong said, fuck it, I got Wolverine, Storm, Akuma. I'm going ham. And he just put the pressure on.
He did. Just was relentless.
That's pretty awesome.
Put the hammer down.
Yeah.
Wolverine swung at one. And then goes on to reset the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing out of his mind. It was some good play.
It was Flocker.
Cool characters.
Flocker, though, the most solid player.
Exactly.
All day. Yes, all day, just solid.
That Zero was on that day.
Yeah.
He was just going through.
And, you know, congrats.
Just Zero, point guard, boom, boom.
He really, Flocker did really earn it.
He did.
But he
and
almost
lost it.
I'm glad he won, too.
I'm so glad he won.
But it's that Justin Wong team that just sticks out in my mind when you say Evo 2013. Justin Wong comeback, because it was one of those godlike moments. Everyone was just watching.
Yeah. All the hype moments were coming out of him.
If it's not Wong, I don't want to be white.
I thought in Street Fighter, I found it kind of surprising that Daigo got 7th.
Yeah.
He's one of the top Ryu Street Fighter players. He's supposed to be the top, but I think he slipped. Like the past few
years.
That's
a game that's constantly.
I believe he was second last Evo. He did get beat by Infiltration.
I think it was. We watched it.
We did. I think he got beat by Infiltration.
They all start to run together
for the grand finals. But now this year he came in 7th, and I don't know. That was really surprising to me. Usually he's he's first, second, third.
Exactly. I feel so bad because, dude, I was struggling to stay awake. For the end of Marvel. And I'm like, Street Fighter is awesome to watch. It really is.
Yeah, well,
because you always see, I feel like that's a game every time I watch it, it's played out differently in a sense. Where Marvel, you do see a lot of the same scenarios played out again and again. And yeah, I couldn't make it. I was struggling, man.
And I think people who aren't really into fighting games per se can watch Street Fighter and just understand what's going on,
right,
as opposed to...
It's a very basic premise.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Marvel, where you got your assist characters switching out characters and stuff like
why
that.
Why is that happening? Why is the screen flashing at
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
These are good things, son.
So, yeah, but Street Fighter 4 is kind of like boxing. Marvel's kind of like UFC. And I say that hype-wise. Like, boxing, you can watch a good boxing match and get really hyped about it, but...
Exactly.
But why
there's times in UFC where the guy comes out and he just gets a roundhouse to the face and goes down, and that's Marvel sometimes. It's over that quick.
Why watch punching when I can watch kicking and throwing, too?
Yeah.
And there's so much more you can do in UFC. That's a... Wow. I like that analogy, man.
Yeah, he thought of that all night, I bet.
I was up all night.
He wrote it down.
Oh, also at Evo, they showed a let's put it this way: combo breaker, combo breaker, combo breaker,
combo breaker.
They showed some of the Killer Instinct game combo because some of the Killer Instinct coming out for the Xbox One exclusively.
Boom!
I believe Maximilian. It was some of the
did you play KI?
I did.
Okay, big fan.
Decent enough.
I never played it.
Decent enough that I wrote a toy company asking them to make toys based on
it. I want my glacier.
I want my saber figure. Yeah.
So they had some of the, was it developers and like Maximilian and
Maximilian
Andre
was playing it.
Oh my God, it's Andre was playing it. And the game looks good. I mean, as far as I could tell on stream, like visually it looks good.
I've seen video of it. It doesn't seem like it's next generation.
When it's first game on a next generation and it's a fighting game,
fighting game, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, but so just it was just constant combo breakers, and then the guy in the video, the voice in the video game or whatever, the announcer or whatever you want to call him, just kept going combo breaker, combo breaker, counter combo breaker, combo breaker.
It's
gonna
be
so annoying.
It really was.
And then the matches are like 5 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, at least it felt that way.
From what I saw,
small damage.
You have like two life bars, and as soon as I start comboing you, well, break it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Break it.
It seemed like there's combos, and then you could break them, but at certain times it'd have like a circle with a line through it, I think, that meant you can't combo break this combo right now that someone's doing. But
where does it determine that?
I'm not sure.
No.
Because
we've seen it.
Yeah, they're all trying to show off what you can do, and it's like, you got a ton of fucking hits, but I'm like, I have no idea what just happened.
Yeah. And what is the coolest thing about it, though, is when you kill someone, like in the middle of your combo, it kills them.
Yeah.
You can keep beating them up. So
yeah, you keep
people
going.
People were styling.
Yeah.
People were styling off of
it. Which looked cool, but, you know, who knows how you do that? Maybe just, I guess if you played it, you do.
Yeah.
A lot of people played it at Evo.
Well, they were the programmers.
They were trying to show the game off.
I was
going to
say.
Well, but then Maximilian.
But it seemed like... And it seemed like, you'd start a combo, someone could combo break it if they're allowed to. But if you combo break when they do, that's a counter combo break. And then you
continue your combo.
It's basically a bunch of combo breakers,
no fun.
Which, I mean, I like that aspect in Mortal Kombat 9, because if you're really getting your shit pushed in, you have that one breaker you can do just to get them off you and try and reset the situation.
And you also have in Injustice, too.
Oh, yeah, with the Clash.
Yeah, exactly.
TVC has it. I think it is a great gameplay mechanic.
Only one. You don't need it.
Yeah, no.
Throughout the entire match.
Yeah,
where's the fun aspect of that?
I guess it comes into play where you're trying to guess your opponent's move. Then, because the way I saw a Killer Instinct, there was comboing, and then there was a time where circle with a line through it, which means the person couldn't counter. And then once that's through, you can still continue the combo, but if they block it right, they break out of it. But you can like mix them up with an overhead or go low.
I'm
going to
do that.
Like
I'm just going to play Tetris without the, what's the next piece? Jesus.
I mean, obviously I haven't played it, so I'm talking out of my ass.
A video to look and up if you want to see the action is Ken Lobb plays Killer Instinct. Now, do you know who Ken Lobb is?
No.
So he's playing the new Killer Instinct.
Yes, the new one. And he's playing like other professionals, and he's just wrecking their shit.
Yeah.
And okay, so GoldenEye for 64.
Yeah.
Remember the Klob?
The worst gun in the game.
It's been a while since I've played it.
Silver gun.
Machine gun.
Okay, and it. Brrr,
yeah.
It was an automatic. It was called the Klob after him, Ken Lobb, because he was a programmer at Rare. So he's been with Rare this whole time.
I mean, the name sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine at all, because I just learned all this out. Like, when he was in the... During the 80s, when Street Fighter 2 came out, he really got into fighting games, and he would go over to Japan and play, like, at arcades and stuff. And he was like, I would beat someone, and they'd be like, oh, you know, we're going to go grab the next opponent. And he's like, but there was always one guy in that arcade I could not beat.
Wow.
So, that's awesome. It's a funny video, because he is just destroying everyone at the game.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he's an older guy.
So it didn't make me run out and cancel my PS4 pre-order, I'll tell you that.
No, it. I wouldn't.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait, and I'll have to play it sometime.
Exactly.
That's the only way.
I'll play it on somebody else who has an Xbox One. I'm not going to make a special purchase just for it.
Fair enough. What else we got? Evo.
The only kind of cool thing I saw was the... Oh, this is how I'll segue into it. I think I'm going to buy a Nintendo 3DS.
Oh!
Because there's a new Zelda coming out for it called A Link Between Worlds. Mm. So it's like a spiritual sequel.
How many plays on the name Link can they get?
What do you mean? Like how many? Oh, yeah. Because A Link to the Past. Yeah. But in Japan, it wasn't named that.
Oh, okay.
When they brought it over here, we're like, hey, you know, that's what it had in the title. We're witty. But it's a different Link doing something in a world just like that.
Like an alternate Link?
Yes. It's a different Link than the one that was in the Super Nintendo one.
Oh, we're going Infinite Crisis on this bitch.
So then he's fighting in that world. And like there was a scene where they showed Top of Death Mountain, the third temple from Super Nintendo. You can totally tell it's that temple, but it's different. Because like he has different items, like... Now the hammer is like the Megaton hammer. You can smash through like from a higher level to a lower. He has a power where he turns 2D and he looks like a chalk drawing on a wall so he can go around since it's 3D.
Okay.
And these puzzles and stuff. It's pretty sick.
That's weird.
Yeah, look at it. It's hard to explain, but it does look really good.
A link in time?
A link between worlds.
A link between
worlds. And, you know, the 3DS, it seems kind of gimmicky. 3D on your 3DS. And it really is... But at the same time, for games like Zelda, like I played Ocarina on it, and on a smaller screen, given that depth, just does make it seem like a bigger world.
You know? I think it's brilliant that they're going to do a 2D Zelda on that system. Well, that about wraps things up.
Yeah, talked about some Comic-Con.
We talked about toys.
Evo. We got it all.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you once again. Mwah. Kisses.
And we'll see you next time. Anybody home? Hey, think we'd fly. I'm not afraid to